Bienvenidos, oyentes de Radio Sefarad, a una nueva edición de Broadway a la Gran Vía. Hoy vamos a escuchar la primera parte del musical Funny Girl, una obra escrita por Jules Stein y Bob Merrill, basada en la biografía de la estrella de Broadway Fanny Brice y su tormentosa relación con el empresario Nicky Arnstein. Este musical fue protagonizado por Barbara Streisand, tanto en Broadway como en los teatros, como posteriormente en la película. La obra comienza con Fanny Brice en su camerino, pensativa y preocupada. Esto se debe a que su marido, Nick Arnstein, está a punto de salir de la cárcel tras cumplir una condena. En ese momento, todos sus recuerdos pasan ante ella y a modo de flashback, el espectador comienza a ver los orígenes de esta gran actriz. En los recuerdos quedan plasmados sus dificultades para entrar en el mundo del teatro. Solo su empeño y determinación la llevan a ensayar y ensayar para alcanzar su sueño. En este camino, conoce al elegante Nick Arnstein, un empresario que trabaja con el gran productor teatral de Broadway, Florence Ziegfeld. Por su parte, Fanny comienza a triunfar en Broadway poco a poco y vuelve a ver a Nick varias veces hasta que comprende que no puede vivir sin él. La semana que viene concluiremos de escuchar este musical Funny Girl. Hasta entonces.
Something to look at. If a girl isn't pretty like a Miss Atlantic City, all she gets in life is pity and a pat. Is a nose with deviation such a crime against the nation? Should I throw her into jail or drown the cat? She must shine in every detail like a ring you're buying retail. Be a standard size.
Incidentals are no bigger than two legs. girl isn't pretty like a Miss Atlantic City, she should dump the stage and try another route. Any guy who pays a quarter for a seat just feels he oughter see a figure that his wife can't substitute. Kid, my heart ain't made of marble, but your rhythm's really horrible, and that nap of yours just ain't no valentine. Everything you got's about right, but the damn thing don't come out right. So forget it, kid, and just resign.
If a girl isn't pretty,
I got 36 expressions, sweet as pie to tough as leather. And that's 6 expressions more than all them Barrymores put together. Instead of just kicking me, why don't they give me a lift? It must be a plot, 'cause they're scared that I got such a gift. Well, I'm miffed. 'Cause I'm the greatest star. I am by far, but no one knows it. Wait, they're gonna hear a voice, a silver flute. Ooh, 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 ooh. They'll cheer each toot. Yay, she's terrific when I expose it. Now can't you see to look at me that I'm a natural Camille. As Camille I just feel I've so much to offer. Kid, I know I'd be divine because I'm a natural coffer. Some ain't got it, not a lump. I'm a great big clump of talent. Laugh! Woo-hoo-hoo. They'll bend in half. Did you ever hear the story about the traveling salesman? 1,000 jokes. Stick around for the jokes. 1,000 faces. I reiterate, when you're gifted, then you're gifted. These are facts. I got no axe to grind. Hey, what are they blind? In all of the world so far, I'm the greatest star. Who is the pip with pizzazz? Who is all ginger and jazz? Who is as glamorous as? Who's an American beauty? With an American beauty nose. kids to sleep and swept the shack. Took my sweet man's satchel down and watched him pack. I said, darling, while the stove still smolders, unpin your woman's hair and rub her shoulders. I threw myself across the doorway, beg and stay, sweet man, stay. But there's more in my man's life than this old hag. It's Jane. Play for peanuts in a dive and blow his lungs out. He'll hop a choo-choo on a moment's notice to play some dates with Billy Bates, a ragtime Odell. The lady ain't seen light, can't give a home no fair prize. With a cornet man, a rootin' shoot.
Toes. But will she admit it? kid, you said it. They all forget they know ya when it comes to credit. Tell me, have you ever seen her take this pose? I taught her everything, how to hook and how to sing. I taught her everything she knows.
Wait, Eddie, she'll blame us yet. Who taught her everything she knows?
Let me hear it, Rosie.
I taught her everything she knows.
Ain't it the truth?
That mischievous smile, the devil may care. You don't pull such mannerisms out of the air. The men who are older might prefer the original manufacturer. It hurts me to say it, but why not be fair? When you see her on the stage, you see me there. She still has trouble executing one of those.
If they could have paid the price, they'd have hired Rosie Bryce.
Who stands after every show, selling matches in the snow.
But in the world of grease paint, that's the way it goes.
Oh, we taught her everything, how to hoof and how to sing. We taught her how to whack a jump from here to Hackensack. Yeah, ha, 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 we
with you on my arm, to wear you like a charm, your glitter decorating my arm. Now naturally, such proximity gives rumors a rise. We'll let them analyze what our amalgamation implies. Oh yes, the gossips will press, so willing to stress. They'll see me side, know what, so what. I want to be seen with you on my arm. Let's give this town a light and hit it like a meteorite tonight. I want to be seen with you. Give this town a light and hit it like a meteorite.
Tonight I wanna be seen with,
oh please, let me be seen with.